Hey, podcast. You know, one of my biggest learning experiences was when I asked my most successful friend on how she did it. And she said, you know, I'm doing these courses where people actually explain to me how to be more successful. I was baffled because I thought it's all voodoo and bullshit. And she said, listen, if something sounds too good to be true, it's worth investigating. Now, I have a too good to be true opportunity for you. I'm putting together a course that step by step gets your mindset right for your next career step and shows you how to craft your perfect CV. That will be a document that's worth tens of thousands of dollars in the course of your career because it shall change your trajectory. The course will later on cost $850 to take part in, but I'm looking for a couple of founding members whom I'm going to develop this with. And here's the amazing catch. As we create this course, you will get my personal attention. This is something where in normal life, I charge 300 euros an hour. And you get it as part of this course. The course will later sell for $850. The founding members, now here's the amazing part and the too good to be true. For the founding members, it's only $197. So this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. There's only 4 seats left on it. Now, you got to be quick if you want to be in on this. Hit me up either on Facebook Messenger or send me an email at moritz@moritzgruber.net. Don't miss your chance. And now for the podcast.
Consulting is a $30 million career opportunity. So don't miss out on your chance of getting in there. Most of you are great and amazing. You just lack the tools and the tactics how to make your light shine bright enough to be hired. I am one of the few people in this world who got hired twice by McKinsey. So I really know how to present myself. Come join this podcast. I'm going to share with you what I've learned in 10 years at McKinsey and 10 years as a CEO and entrepreneur. All my life experience and my learnings go in here. And once you've listened enough, join our Facebook group, where actually a very cool bunch of people are putting the learnings into practice as they make their way towards their offer from a top global consulting firm. Hey, we had many cases of people coming up with CVs that are 2 pages long, or they show me these CVs that are incredibly packed with stuff. And here's one key thing you have to understand in life. Research shows that people remember you for the average of the information they got, not for the amount of information they got. Okay, let's repeat. People remember you for the average of the information they got, not for the amount of things you got. So if you talk about 3 things that are great, you are remembered for being great. If you tell them 10 things, 3 of them are amazing, 6 are okay, and 1 is weird or meaningless. This average is being decreased. That's very important. Yeah, you are remembered for the average, not for the amount of things. Nobody reads this very full CVs anyway. Because if you pitch something and people ask you, so can you introduce yourself? Or when I pitch for investment money, for example, when I've done a startup or 2. Actually, how many did I do? 2. And I pitch and they ask me what I do. I'm short and sweet and crisp, not long-winded, because the score goes down. I'll give an example. They ask me, so can you tell me a little bit about your background? And then I'll tell them, yeah, graduated as the best in high school, top 1% in law, 10 years at McKinsey, entrepreneur ever since, bought a company, tripled revenues, Is there any part you want to go deeper on? That's it. Yeah, it's short. It takes about 30 seconds and it's boom, boom, boom. Amazingness. I could also tell, oh man, I could tell you so many stories of where I'm super mediocre. And I don't say, oh, and I was at McKinsey and I did one project in logistics where we actually redid the whole maintenance of the German railway system. And then I did another project where we saved $100 million in cost savings. And then there was a third project where we managed to increase enrollments in a disease management program. And then there was another project. Yeah, the story doesn't get better by adding more. It is highlights. It is boom, 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 boom. Same thing goes for your CV. Pick the highlights. You don't get points for a super packed CV. And this goes for everything, okay? The rule from now on that you have to remember is you are evaluated by the average of the things you say, not by the amount of things you say. So this goes for the CV, only highlights, use bigger print. My CV is super short. I just put in boom, 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 few highlights. It goes, the same thing goes for when you enter the interview and the interviewer asks you, so could you tell me a bit about your background? This is not an invitation to start rambling and reading the fucking CV to the interviewer who has already read your CV. But it is the question, can you fire off these bullets of amazingness and then be good with it? Yeah. What is the takeaway? Yeah. I know we all have this tendency that, I don't know where these thoughts come from, that we believe, oh, I don't know, this is just the education system and just how our parents were. And I mean, it's true. If in school, in high school, you would step in front of the class and you were asked to, can you introduce yourself to the class as a new kid in town? And you fired off the sort of a riff of, I'm amazing, I'm amazing, I'm amazing. People wouldn't appreciate you that much. But this is a different situation, right? We have to overcome our beliefs and the stories and the experiences. You have to trust me on this. Yeah, you just have to go and practice this and see what the result is and see how actually the eyes of the interviewer light up, how people are comfortable with it. This is a sales, fucking sales transaction. It's a pitch. You are pitching what you have on offer in your personality, and the other person has to buy. And they're making a big bet here. Yeah, they're making a huge bet when hiring you. I make huge bets when I hire people. You know, once you hire people, it's hard to get rid of them again if they don't perform. So it's a huge bet. So it's just like pitching an investment proposal. You have to pitch yourself. And rule number one when pitching, if you talk about your background, if you talk about yourself, actually also if you talk about the thing you're pitching, it is keep it short and sweet. You're evaluated by the average of the information you gave, not by the amount of information you gave. Your story does not get better by rambling on. Okay? Short and sweet. That's it. Go ahead. You are now supposed to go ahead and practice this. Practice makes a master. So go ahead. Apply for consulting firms where you don't want to work anyway. Go there and practice this. And then be absolutely amazing once you go to the jobs where you really want to work. Now, do it. Go out there, find opportunities where you can pitch yourself. Be great, be amazing, because I know you are. You just sometimes need a little help to show it to the world. And you need the tactics and the tools and the strategies and the coaching to be able to show it to the world. That's the way it is. I need coaching in so many areas, and I still learn every day. And last year, I spent a ton of money on coaching and learning and doing and getting myself to do different things. The biggest mistake is thinking that we're smart and therefore we should know things, or we should be able to figure out things by ourselves. No, we're one tiny little animal out of 7 billion. How should the little ant find out the new path? No, it doesn't. And we as little ants as well. But we can ask others and get the guidance, get the tactics, get the tools, get the coaching, and then rock and then be amazing. It's easier than you think. But just ask other people, follow them, be coachable, and listen to my podcast coming up on being coachable, because I had some great insights there as well. And join the Facebook group, because we're having a lot of fun in there. It's an amazing group of people, a great community. Go ahead, join it now. It's on Facebook. It's got the same name as this podcast. Now you're allowed to go ahead and be great and amazing, because I know you are. And let me not forget, join the Facebook group. It's the same name as this podcast. You'll easily find it. And for those who are listening to this and are already in the group, post videos of yourself where you answer this question so that everybody can give feedback and we can have a great discussion.